Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across major cities in Israel is mostly clear. Over in Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing mild weather, perfect for an evening stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa has a slightly cooler night. Here are today's headlines. First, Amnesty International reports that Iran's attacks on Saudi and Bahrain civilian sites may constitute war crimes. This comes just 25 minutes ago from the Jerusalem Post. Also, Walla reports that a chilling interview with Alexander Pilin, who fell in Lebanon, resurfaced. This comes 3 hours after his passing was confirmed. Also this hour, according to the Forward, President Donald Trump outlined a deal allowing Iran to keep its ballistic missiles while prohibiting nuclear weapons. This information is from earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. This report surfaced 3 hours ago. And finally, Ynet reports that despite a U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding demanding a ceasefire, the IDF has adopted new guidelines for operations in Lebanon. This news broke 40 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source analyst OSINT613 noted just 20 minutes ago that oil traffic through the Strait of Hormuz hit a high since the conflict began. David Keyes, an activist, questioned the wisdom of allowing $300 billion to flow to a regime he describes as jihadist. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English highlighted a statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu about the importance of Israel's relationship with the US, emphasizing the strong support during the war with Iran. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Amnesty International's report on Iran's attacks. The organization accuses Iran of launching unprovoked strikes on Saudi and Bahrain civilian sites, resulting in at least 28 deaths and hundreds of injuries. The Jerusalem Post highlights that this incident could have severe implications for international law and human rights standards in the region. Turning to the story of Alexander Pilin, Walla revisits an interview from 10 years ago with Pilin, who was killed in battle in southern Lebanon. His words then resonate strongly now as he expressed his commitment to service. His story brings a personal face to the ongoing conflict and its toll on soldiers and their families. Meanwhile, President Trump's deal with Iran allows the regime to retain ballistic missiles but forbids nuclear weapons. As reported by The Forward, this agreement is a strategic move in a broader geopolitical chess game. For Israel and its allies, it raises questions about regional security and the balance of power. Prime Minister Netanyahu's behind-the-scenes efforts to influence the Iran deal were revealed by I-24 News. His strategy involves leveraging right-wing media and supportive U.S. senators. The backdrop of Lebanon's withdrawal adds complexity to Israel's diplomatic positioning. This could shape future negotiations and alignments in Middle Eastern politics. Finally, Ynet reports on the IDF's response to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement. The IDF's new guidelines focus on maintaining positions within a designated boundary. This adaptation reflects the challenges Israeli forces face under international scrutiny and the ongoing need to protect national security. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Oracle stock dropped by 10% despite robust earnings. The company announced a $20 billion equity and debt raise, which caught investors off guard. Separately, Globes reveals that Israeli firm Elbit has teamed up with Anduril on a U.S. Army howitzer tender. Their joint effort aims to offer advanced artillery solutions for military applications. And finally, The Times of Israel Tech reports on Israel's Gaza messaging campaign. Google and YouTube received significant funding as part of a $52 million initiative. This effort seeks to enhance communication during conflicts, reflecting Israel's investment in digital diplomacy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.